there. Great party, huh? I love costume parties. Loud music, lots of alcohol, free inhibitions, and everyone is dressed up in a variety of costumes. I hate costume parties where like half the guests don't dress up. It's so stupid. So, who are you supposed to be? What's that? I'm sorry, it's very loud, and I definitely didn't hear you. Robin? You're dressed as Robin. Who's that? Oh, okay. Batman and Robin. Yeah, the Boy Wonder. Why not dress as the big guy himself? Oh, you say Batman has like an alpha personality and you don't? You consider yourself an Omega and would rather be making a difference as a support person without the pressure of being a decision maker. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I understand. Every leader needs followers. You can't all be the boss. What's that? What's that? It's really hard to hear anything you say. Do you want to move to another room? Okay, cool. Follow me. Okay, that's better. Now, what was the question you asked? Oh, okay. Am I dressed as the devil? No, but you are close. I do look like the devil, but my official title is the devil's plaything. No, most people haven't heard of me. I am an elite member of the Master's inner circle of bitchy sluts. Yes, I did say bitchy sluts. There are 12 of us, referred to as pangirls. And I happen to be the goddamn queen. My name is Persephone. I was once a goddess who led a boring life until I was kidnapped by Hades and taken to the underworld. I soon realized that life in the infernos was hotter sexually and more hedonistic than my previous life, and I was hooked. Though a deal was made for me to be returned after 6 months. But I never left. As a bisexual, I needed some female companionship. So I went back to Earth for a little bit and convinced 11 other girls to become official sluts of the inner sanctum of hell and the property of Hades himself. We were at the beck and call of our master, which is amazing. Whenever he wants his cock sucked or some pussy, an ass, he has his choice of 12 beautiful and willing participants who are horny as fuck all the time. You think I'm kidding, don't you? Oh, your obvious snickering gave it away. Well, I'm not kidding. If you look closely, I have many of the same features as Hades. Who's Hades? Don't you know any of your devil history? Hades was the Greek god of the underworld and excess, ruler of the underworld. His features have been bastardized throughout history, of course, and today he's referred to as the devil. As you can see, though I am a tall, fit female, my features are a lot smaller than his. But I have the same horns and, of course, a red body, and webbed toes and very long fingers. I even have a forked tongue. However, my best features are actually holdovers from my previous life. I have a great pair of tits, a tight, wet pussy, and a big heart-shaped ass. And just where my ass cheeks meet, at the very top, is where my small but cute tail is located. What's that? Oh, you thought I was wearing a costume, like everyone else. Oh, of course you did, honey. That is why we wait for perfect occasions when people dress up in costume. Makes us less noticeable, you know? However, my dear little Robin, this is not a costume. What you see is absolutely real. If you don't believe me, touch me. Go ahead. Touch any part of me. My horns, my tail, my breasts, my smooth, hot pussy. And you'll see that I am a real life demon in the flesh. What's that you say? You're not sure I'm telling the truth. You think it might be time to go back to the loud music? I assure you, there is nothing to be afraid of. Shit, you really are an Omega male, aren't you? You can't even decide to stay or go. Well, if you decide to stay, I promise to make it worth your time. I may look like the devil, but let me assure you, I am not here to hurt you. I'm here in search of a human male who would like to become a demon security guard for my boss. Because you're dressed as a super cute crime fighter, I'm confident you'll meet the physical qualifications. But the question is, do you have the right psychological aptitude? Considering I would be your direct supervisor, I do like the fact that you have an Omega personality and be willing to obey all my damn orders. Anyway, to finish my explanation, we devil sluts are granted permission on certain holidays like New Year's and Halloween to leave His Majesty's domain. We can choose to climb the spiral staircase from the underworld to that old Kmart building on the upper north side of the city. On occasion, we are allowed to attend Comic-Con and search for new recruits among the nerd population. And we are often encouraged to ride the escalator to New Orleans, since costumes are always en vogue there. Visitors to New Orleans are often, almost always, searching for an excuse to be bad. We use these occasions to meet people wearing costumes. That way, we don't look out of place. Our goal is to identify qualified humans willing to apply for a position working in hell as a demon. It's usually a difficult search. After all, the promises made by our competition are extremely hard to compete with. When we do find someone who will take the time to listen to what we have to offer, we tell them about our apprentice program. The excitement of our apprentice program usually gets them to ask for an application. If we can get that far in the conversation, our closure rate is over 85%. So, the position I'm looking to fill is for someone working directly with my boss as a security guard. Granted, the applicant would start working at the bottom of the ladder, which is the post office. It's been called a shitty place to work, but it's the beginning. If the demon trainee performs his duties well, he will be promoted quickly. What's that? Duties. What are his duties? Fuck yes, I have interest already. The duties are keeping track of the naughty and mean people on Earth, of course. The post office personnel are tasked with keeping count of the numbers of individuals who seek simple entry into our domain. Those individuals think they can come and go as they please. You know the type. Good people in the daylight and bad people in the dark. We do not offer those visitors jobs of any consequence. Such trash. Now, back to the job I'm recruiting for. This position comes with full benefits. A guaranteed life insurance policy, if you accidentally catch yourself on fire, your $1 million accidental death policy kicks in. Where does the money go? To me, of course. I am your recruiter. It's definitely fair. Shh, it's okay. Just keep listening. You also receive total medical and dental insurance and a 401k retirement plan. We give you 2 weeks vacation, paid, of course. After all, money is the main reason that helps a person get into hell. So we understand its full value. The new postal employee also gets an air-conditioned office. This is especially nice, since it gets very hot down at the bottom of the ladder. Oh, and the most important benefit of all is everlasting total access to the sluts in the plastic surgery room. The main surgery building is probably the busiest place in hell, since we take all of the people rejected by heaven. So we often see fight victims, shooting victims, car wreck victims, bloody MMA fighters. You get the picture. The hot sluts who work in the surgery building are in the prime of their life and eager for attention. The workers in plastic surgery are the cream of the crop when it comes to lower level access to medical procedures. Believe me when I say, plastic surgery demons are some of the best looking bitches in hell, and they're all very goddamn horny. Eventually, if the new employee does a good job and obeys all of the hellish rules, then a promotion to the upper ring of the ladder is guaranteed. In this case, a promotion would be to the very, very top rung. As I said, the position is a security guard for the devil himself. At that point, access to the entire kingdom of hell is available to the trusted employee. In my opinion, the best benefit available to the employee at that point is access to the master's harem of 12 sluts. I.e. me, and the 11 other horny bitches. Each guard who wants to fuck a slut is required to put his name on a reservation list and wait his turn. Even though the wait can be months, every guard eventually finds out the wait is definitely fucking worth it. Can you imagine access to me and 11 other hellish bitches that look as good as I do? Whenever you want, once we get to your name on the list, to die for, I promise. What's that? You want to know how to apply? Fucking hell, that was quick. But I was hoping you would ask. Okay, so the application process begins with me, right here, at this party, right now. Okay. Go get us a couple drinks with alcohol, like extra alcohol, and meet me in that bedroom back there. I'm glad you were in a hurry to get back here. Okay, give me one of those drinks, and let's toast to a successful interview process. Come on now, guzzle it down. Thatta boy. If you want to go to hell, Wonder Boy Robin, you have to learn to be a bad boy. And I'm going to teach you, starting right now. Okay, from now on, you're not to speak unless spoken to, okay? Just hear the words, you may speak now, and that's it, okay? Cool. This portion of the application process is designed to evaluate how well you can perform sexually. which is very important for two reasons. First, almost all female demons are sluts, and you do not want to get a bad rep as a poor lover. And second, if you're given access to the bitchy sluts of the Elite 12, you'll be expected to perform on a higher sexual level befitting of your placement at the top of Hell's Ladder. Now, Robin,
take your fucking costume off.
No, I said you do not talk during this interview unless I ask you to. Okay?
Good. Take it off right now.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, that's it. All of it. I want you naked. Now stand up straight and let me examine you. Oh, yes. Nice. You have broad shoulders, your chest is quite thick, firm abdomen. Really very, very nice. I'm very happy to see you keep yourself fit and trim. Oh, it's the perfect decision. Now I will examine your bottom half. Just let me get on my knees so I can... Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Okay. Your cock. Oh goddamn. Oh fucking hell. Your cock is huge. Oh, it's beautiful. How long is this massive fucker? 14 and a half inches. No way. No way. That's close to the size of Master's cock. He has the biggest one in hell, measuring 16 inches. It's a goddamn good thing your cock isn't an inch longer. No other demon is allowed to possess a cock longer than 15 under any circumstance. Let me admire this monster as I hold it in my long fingers. Shit, Robin. Do you mind if I call you baby or sweetie? Of course you don't. I'm in charge, and I wasn't really asking. Oh, not only is your clock extremely long. Oh, fuck. Can't even speak. Holy hell. It's as round as a baseball bat. Fuck. And hard. God damn. Oh. I could break a tooth trying to suck it. Oh. Baby, with your body and the size of your cock, you are 50% of the way to passing the application process. If you can use this fucking stick as well as I hope you can, you will be descending the spiral staircase to eternal damnation by the end of the night. Oh, fuck, I'm so excited. Realistically, for me to have any hope of taking you the entire length into my cunt, I need an extremely good warm-up. No pun intended. I am going to sit on the bed and spread my red thighs so you can fucking eat me out. When I get my thighs fully open, you will have access to a very, very hot pussy. Oh. Come on, babe. Here you go. Let's go, baby. I advise you to begin licking my thighs. I'm sure you've noticed that my body is covered in a sheen that looks like oil. It's not oil exactly. It's a substance that acts as a heat shield. We have a saying, suck in hell and fuck in hell, but don't burn up in hell. All new demons have this substance injected into their blood before they descend to theirs. That's why we don't burn up while living in the eternal furnace of hell. Makes sense, right? So, if you begin by licking my thighs, your mouth and tongue will become accustomed to the severe heat of my pussy. And by swallowing my cunt juices, You will obtain a temporary heat shield for the rest of your body. That will allow you to fuck the shit out of me after you've finished your current task. Now go ahead. Begin licking. Oh, ooh, that's it. Oh, that's a good job. Yes, Robin, baby. Eat me. Lick my goddamn pussy. Shit. Oh, push that tongue up in there. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. A little bit deeper. Oh, fuck yeah, that's it. Oh, my fucking hell. Oh, you are fantastic, pussy licking son of a bitch. You're eating me like you haven't been fed in days. Oh. Do it, Robin. Prove to me that you're a real pussy hound. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, baby. When you begin your life in the catacombs, fuck, oh, fuck. You'll find out that dehydration is always a possibility. With the injection, you receive, ooh, fuck. You'll be able to tolerate the heat, and you'll learn to stay away from the furnaces that are located everywhere. Okay, fluids are a must for the sake of keeping your tongue wet and always ready for use on slot. Oh, fuck. Hot, slutty demon. You must stay hydrated. Demon pussy juices are a natural substitute for water. Oh, fuck, yeah, right there, fuck. When you don't have access to the water coolers. Additionally, a female's demon piss is also a good substitute for natural spring water. Oh, fuck, water. What I'm saying, Robin. I'm gonna piss in your mouth, and I expect you to swallow all of it. In hell, water is a premium, so we don't waste any of it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Take it all in. That's it. Okay, baby. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, Jesus Christ, I needed to go best so bad. Swallow it, baby. Yes. Holy fucking hell, that feels so fucking good. Oh my god, keep swallowing, baby. I had several cups of punch before we met. I have so much piss to give you. Shit, fuck. Oh, yes, baby. Yes, baby. Oh, that's it. That's it. Good job, sweetie. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Good, Robin. Very, very good. You swallowed all of my piss. And now you're back to licking my cunt. What a good little horny fucker you are. Now move your face down. I want you to spend some time licking my asshole. Yes, you heard me. My asshole. Lick my fucking asshole. You'll learn not to hesitate when I give an order, won't you? Oh, okay. Good, good, good. That's it. Take my orders like a good fucking slut. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, yes. That's a good sweetie. Get up in there. Tighten your tongue. Push it as deep into my fucking asshole as possible. Yes. Yes. fuck. Push your face deep down between my ass cheeks. Open my hole. God damn it. Oh, your tongue is pushing into my puckered little hole. Oh, it feels so fucking good. God damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, tongue fuck me, baby. Tongue fuck me so fucking good. Oh, fuck. It's so fucking good. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ. Shit. Oh, shit, you motherfucking bastard. Oh, God, I think hell will be perfect home. Oh, fuck, I can't even speak. For an exceptional ass eater like you. Fuck. Oh, keep doing it right there. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, God damn, I'm nearly ready to come, baby. You've done such a fantastic job. I'm going to come so fucking hard. Oh. I'm a damn squirter. And I'm going to drench your little cute face. Now go back to my pussy and concentrate on my clit. Oh, fuck. That's it, baby. Yes. Suck me like you're like a possessed demon. Yes. You're gonna be so fucking good. Oh, you're leaving no doubt that you want the position. I'm almost there. Don't you dare fucking stop. Don't you stop. No, don't you fucking stop, you fucking cunt licker. Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ. Fuck. Oh. Oh, god damn, I know you want this job, don't you? Fuck, yes, you do. God damn it, you're making my clit spasm. Fuck. Oh, your mouth is so fucking good. I'm very close now, baby. I'm so close. Oh, just a little more. Keep licking. Keep sucking. Fuck. Oh, my goddamn clit. Yes, suck on my clit. That's it, baby. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, goddamn. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Stop licking. Stop. Stop licking. I said stop licking. Fuck. Oh, it's so sensitive. Oh, fuck. Fucking hell. Oh, damn. What an orgasm. I shot cum all over your face. But you didn't let up, so I know you liked it. That was fucking fantastic. Oh, good job, sweetie. The way you licked on my clit near the end. Oh, my fucking god. Oh. That took me over the edge. Shit, Robin. You're a natural born cunt eater. And I'm a fucking superhero pussy hound. God damn, Robin. I'm extremely impressed. With your sexual skills so far. You are top quality material for this open position of guarding the boss. Shit. If things continue to go well, I might recommend you to be fast-tracked. If the boss accepts my recommendation, you don't have to work in the damn post office. Sweetie, how about you get us another goddamn drink, and I'll test your fucking skills. I'm hoping they're as good as your pussy-eating skills. This is going to be the final step in the interview process, so make it fucking count. If you do a great job, I may consider giving you an upfront signing bonus. My tail is extremely sensitive, and I occasionally enjoy giving it up in my asshole. Okay. Now, goddammit, hurry up. Go get us some fucking drinks. I'm hot and thirsty and fucking horny. Let's go. Okay. Chop, chop. That's a good little Robin.